Roberts. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections is nearly 4.2 million around the world, and approximately 284,000 people have died from the virus. In the United States, the hardest hit country, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. Monday, the British government published what it said was a cautious roadmap to ease the 7-week coronavirus lockdown in England, notably recommending people wear face masks in some public settings. Among the first set out in the 50-page plan is the reintroduction of unlimited outdoor exercise starting Wednesday. People can also meet one person from outside their household and drive to places for recreation. In a second phase, nurseries and children up to the age of 11 could start to return to school from June 1st at the earliest, and some non-essential shops could reopen. The devolved governments in Scotland and Wales have opted for a more cautious approach, keeping the strictest stay-at-home measures in place to contain the outbreak. Northern Ireland is due to publish its recommendations as early as Tuesday, according to media reports. About half of Spain's 47 million people progressed to the so-called phase one of a four-step plan to relax one of Europe's strictest lockdowns Monday after the government decided the regions in which they live met the necessary criteria. Waiters wearing face masks served patrons at cafe terraces in Seville Monday morning as parts of the country eased restrictions. Spain has seen the number of new fatalities drop to a near two-month low. New Zealand said it would open malls, cafes, and cinemas this week. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told a news conference the upshot is that in 10 days' time, they will have reopened most businesses in New Zealand. This is VOA News. One expert says moves by states to reopen businesses will mean more deaths. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Dr. Christopher Murray says more people are going to get infected with the coronavirus and more people are going to die because states are reopening businesses. And he says you'll start seeing it about 10 days from now. Dr. Murray is with the University of Washington Institute that created a coronavirus model endorsed by the White House. He says cases and deaths are already going up more than expected in Illinois, Arizona, Florida, and California. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday the country's non-working period imposed to contain the spread of the coronavirus will be lifted Tuesday. He said the national period of non-working days will be over for all sectors of the economy, adding Russia's regions will be able to keep in place any necessary antivirus measures. Monday, Georgia lifted most of the restrictions on